This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 1st. God's word to you today is always. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 2, verse 21, and it says, "He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars." The resurrection of Jesus teaches us two main things. Firstly, the resurrection makes it clear that God is in control. Secondly, the resurrection shows us that God always keeps his promises. If you're holding on to two things this Easter, let it be these two things. God is in control, and God always keeps his promises. The message of the resurrection is clear, and again it is. God is in control, and God always keeps his promises. Always. Proverbs 16 verse 1 from the Living Bible says, "We make our plans, but God has the last word. The horse is set for battle, but safety is of the Lord." This can be found in Proverbs 21 verse 31. "Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it." This can be found in Psalm 127 verse 1. God is in control. Matthew 26 verse 18 says, "As you go into the city," he told them, "you will see a certain man. Tell him, 'The teacher says, my time has come, and I will eat the Passover meal with my disciples at your house.'" Matthew 21 verses 2 to 3 say, "Go into the village over there," he said. "As soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks, 'What are you doing?' just say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will immediately let you take them." Why was Jesus able to make such demands and no one could challenge or question him? It is because God is in control. The truth is that we are just stewards of everything we have in our possession, everything, including your spouse and children. One day soon, your children will fall in love and move on to live their lives, irrespective of whether you think they know enough about love or not. You are just a caretaker. Guess what? You did the same thing to your parents. The key thing is, when you understand that God is in control, your life becomes effortless. What you own or do not own would not define you. Your life becomes effortless when you know that God is in control. The Jewish leaders plotted and executed their plan to kill Jesus, not knowing that God is in control. Even when Jesus was being flogged, humiliated, and eventually crucified, God was in control. When Jesus died on the cross, did God lose control? On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. God was in control. God did not gain control when Jesus resurrected. God was in control all along. The challenge is, when we go through hard times, we think, "Where is God in all this?" Relax. God is in control. Amen. Let us pray. My Father, I surrender control to you, who controls the course of world events. My times and seasons are in your hands alone. I worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.